The meeting is called Cape Town 2010, as Christian leaders examine both the barriers and the opportunities of global evangelism, as the Church shares the hope of the gospel to every nation on earth. The first International Congress on World Evangelism was held in 1974 in Lausanne, Switzerland. The gathering was convened under the leadership of Reverend Billy Graham. The executive chair of Cape Town 2010 is the Reverend Doug Birdsall.
I think that a challenge will be to witness in such a way that there's a greater understanding among people who come from the major religions of Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, that much of the gains of the Christian faith in terms of effective witness over the last 100 years have been among animist and tribal people. We've made very little progress in dealing with these major religious blocs.
Reverend Birdsall says the vision of the Cape Town World Congress in 2010 will be the whole church taking the whole gospel to the whole world.
These are issues that affect the church around the world. They're global challenges. We think that global challenges require global conversations, thus bringing people together from around the world.
Birdsall acknowledges Cape Town 2010 is a major undertaking of the Christian Church.
4,000 leaders who represent the demographic and theological realities of the global church, so they're a microcosm. 10 days of deliberations on who we are, what we believe, and what we do.
It will also be an opportunity for Christian leaders from around the world to reflect on where the church has been and where it's going.
I trust that what will happen is that we will examine ourselves, the deficiencies of our own theology, of our own life and witness, critique ourselves so that the witness that we present to the world is more authentic and by virtue of being more authentic is more prophetic.
Birdsall believes the message from Cape Town 2010 should be very clear and very concise.
People are reluctant to in any way say that the Christian faith contains truth that is unique or that is true truth, as Francis Schaeffer would have said. So we really need to help the global church wrestle with that, because if we concede ground on that, then we don't have any distinctive. We're simply one among many rather than representing the truth revealed from God.
At a week-long planning session held in Cape Town recently in preparation for the third Lausanne Congress, Reverend Birdsall declared, "The pressing issues before us today, such as engaging worldviews, increasing hostility to Christianity, the threat of terrorism, HIV/AIDS, all coupled with new opportunities and new technologies, are all different from those issues faced in 1974 at the first Lausanne meeting."
Imagine if the church came away from a congress in Cape Town with greater unity in terms of its life, greater clarity in terms of its message, and greater priority in terms of the action steps to help advance the cause of world evangelization. That would be a huge contribution.
To get more information, visit www.lausanne.org. This is John Clemens.